Welcome to the first episode of the Loudmouth Podcast, the show where we tell stories about gods, heroes, and creatures from different mythologies and pit them against each other, comparing characteristics including intelligence, strength, and abilities to declare a victor. I'm your host, Gabe.
And I'm Leigh.
And today, we'll be discussing Odin and Zeus. Before we start our discussion, we'll give some information about each god. I'm going to talk about Zeus.
And I'm talking about Odin. Let's get into it.
I hope that you have some previous understanding of Zeus, unless you've been living under a rock. You will know that Zeus, in ancient Greek religion, chief identity of the pantheon, and sky, and weather, who was identical with the Roman god Jupiter. Zeus, who was regarded as the sender of thunder and lightning, rain and winds, and his traditional weapon was a thunderbolt. He was called the father of both gods and men. According to a Cretan myth, Cronus, king of the Titans, upon learning that one of his children was fated to dethrone him, swallowed his child as soon as they were born. But Rhea, his wife, saved the infant Zeus by substituting a stone wrapped in swaddling clothes for Cronus to swallow and hiding Zeus in a cave on Crete. There he was nursed by the nymph or female goat, Amalthea, and guarded by the Curetes, who clashed their weapons to disguise the baby's cries. After Zeus grew to manhood, he led a revolt against the Titans and succeeded in dethroning Cronus, perhaps with the assistance of his brothers Hades and Poseidon, with whom he then divided dominion over the world. As ruler of heaven, Zeus led the gods to victory against the giants, offsprings of Gaia and Tartarus, and successfully crushed several revolts against him by his fellow gods. According to the Greek poet Homer, heaven was located on the summit of Olympus, the highest mountain in Greece, and the logical home for a weather god. The other members of the pantheon resided there with Zeus and were subject to his will. From an exalted position atop Mount Olympus, Zeus was thought to omnisciently observe the affairs of men, seeing everything, governing all, and rewarding good conduct and punishing evil. Zeus had many offsprings. First were the twins Apollo and Artemis, by the Titaness Leto, Helen and Dioscuri, by Leda and Sparta, Persephone by the goddess Demeter, Athena, born from his head after he had swallowed the Titaness Metis, Hephaestus, Ares and Eileithyia by his wife Hera, Dionysus by the goddess Semele, and many others.
He is the one-eyed all-father, who sacrificed his eye in order to see everything that happens in the world. He is the god of both war and death, and is one of the principal gods in Norse mythology. He goes by many names, Wotan, Wodan, Wodin, and most noticeably, Odin. From earliest times, Odin was a war god and the protector of heroes. Odin is associated with the divine battlefield maidens, the Valkyries, and is the overseer of Valhalla, where he receives half of those who die in battle, the Einarhar, sending the other half to the goddess Freya's Folkvangr. The Einarhar sleep, eat, and train to fight in Ragnarok, the final battle between the gods, demons, and giants. Odin is the son of Besla and Bor, and the grandson of the ancestor of the gods, Budi, along with his two brothers Vili and Ve. He has two sons, Baldr by his first wife Frigg, and Thor by Jord. Odin also has several animals. The wolf and the raven are his animal familiars. His two ravens, Hugin and Munin, which means thought and memory, fly around the world, reporting their observations back to him. His two wolves, Geri and Freki, were obtained through magic. Furthermore, his magical horse, Sleipnir, has eight legs, teeth inscribed with magic runes, and the ability to gallop through all the realms. Sitting on his throne, Hlidskjalf, with Frigg in the Hall of Valhalla, Odin looked out across the whole world. But he wanted to know everything and gain wisdom and knowledge of things hidden from him. So Odin consulted the disembodied, urban-bombed head of the wise Aesir Mimir, who foretells the doom of Ragnarok and urges Odin to lead the Einarhar into battle before being consumed by the monstrous wolf Fenrir. Mimir was the wisest of the Aesir gods and was also believed to be a water spirit. The Aesir sent Mimir as a hostage to the Vanir, who were the rival gods, but they decapitated him and had sent them back to the Aesir. Odin preserved the head in herbs in order to ask it for advice. According to another story, Mimir resided by a well beneath one of the roots of Yggdrasil, the world tree. Odin sacrificed his eye in Mimir's well in order to drink from the waters and receive wisdom. Afterwards, he threw himself on his spear, Gungnir, in a symbolic ritual of suicide. In both stories, he then hanged himself on a branch of Yggdrasil for 9 days and 9 nights in order to gain knowledge of other worlds and to be able to understand the runes. He learned the magical art of prophecy from Freyja. However, he was accused of unmanly behavior when he beat the drum and practiced prophecy, something that was commonly associated with women. He takes part in both the creation of the world by slaying the primordial being Ymir and in giving life to the first two humans, Ask and Imbla. He also provides mankind with knowledge of runic writing and poetry. Now that we've covered the backstories, let's get into the debate. So, Gabe, you want us to go ahead and start off with...
All right. So, we're going to rate them off of 7 categories. First, we've got raw strength, speed, agility, intelligence, durability, and then their abilities and their weapons. So, first of all, we're going to go off of raw strength. So, let me see what I've got. So, for Zeus... He's obviously very strong because he's a god. He has unfathomable physical strength, even in his weakest form. He also has insane speed, but that'll come later. So for Zeus, he's just like kind of average for a god, but a little bit more than all others. I'm not sure. You want to see say what Odin has?
So
then we can go from there.
Odin is also, he's the king of Asgard. And he possesses strength surpassing all the other Asgardians, besides maybe Hel, or Hela, depending on who you ask. However, there are stories where he has overpowered both Hela and Thor and imprisoned her in Hel. And he also overwhelmed the fire giant Surtur. And, at full strength, Surtur is one of the most powerful beings in the Nine Realms in Norse mythology.
Right. So Zeus also beat Kronos. He did have the help of Poseidon and Hades.
Yeah.
But I'd say these two gods are pretty similar. They're both the most powerful or close to the most powerful in their mythology.
Yep.
So we want to give them like...
We give them both 10s.
Both 10s?
Just because there's no real way to...
There's no one standing out other than the other.
Yeah. Neither one has huge feet.
Right.
Our next category is speed.
I'll go. So for Zeus, he's like the controller of lightning and all that, right? So he's got insane speed. He has the ability to unleash punches and kicks faster than the eye can see, or even register. And obviously this will give him the advantage in a fight.
I also agree with that. I think in this situation, Zeus would best Odin. Odin is not necessarily a fast being. He's definitely faster than a human is, and he's faster than a lot of minor gods, but compared to some of the other gods, maybe even Thor, he's not a speed demon really. So
right,
I think in this scenario we'll give Zeus the win.
Right.
Our next section is agility.
Alright, agility.
And I'll go ahead and start this one.
Yeah.
Like speed, Odin is not very agile. He is far more agile than many other gods. I think in most cases, most gods in all mythologies are not the most agile necessarily compared to each other. And the only reason I don't rank him any lower than I do, I give him a 4 out of 10. The only reason I don't rank him any lower is because he is the god of war in most mythology. So, as the God of War, you have to be good in battle, and to be good in battle, you have to be agile to some extent. So I give him a 4.
Right. So we gave, I think I'm going to give Zeus a 5. Pretty similar explanation as Odin. We've got, compared to other gods, he doesn't really have the speed. He's more kind of like strong and just durable, I guess you could say.
But he can tap into that lightning speed, though.
He can. So he does. That's why we give him a 5 rather than a 4. So he does beat Odin in this category. Mm-hmm. But compared to other gods in that mythology, it doesn't really compare. All right. Next category is intelligence. Obviously, Odin wins this. You want to tell us why?
So Zeus is a smart guy. You know, he is he leads the Greek pantheon for a reason. However, Odin would wipe him in this situation. Odin is he was already the smartest of all the Norse gods. And then on top of that, after receiving Mimir's eye, or, you know, in the other version of the story, you know, consulting with Mimir's decapitated head, he receives further intelligence. And
okay, right.
You know, and on top of that, you know, he hung himself from the Yggdrasil, and he gained even more knowledge. So, you know, he was already smart. It's like he overstudied for the test, basically. Like, he made himself smarter than he needed to really be. So, I mean, he's a genius, honestly.
Yeah, that category definitely goes to Odin for sure.
Yeah.
I got 3 more. So the first of the 3 is the durability. Obviously, both of these gods are durable.
Yeah, I think
they have great durability. I mean, they're gods.
Yeah. I mean, neither of them have necessarily super hard skin or,
yeah,
you know, regeneration capabilities that are better than the others. So I think we can give them a tie on this one as well.
Yeah, tie on this one as well. All right, and then abilities. So as we know, Zeus, god of lightning, thunder, whatever. So, I mean, he doesn't have that many abilities. He can summon lightning. He can summon lightning staffs. That's really all of his abilities.
Well, he can also control the weather in general.
Right. He can also shapeshift. But, I mean, I don't know how that plays into a part in a 1v1 against Odin.
He really only uses that to get freaky.
Yeah, he's a little horny, but that's for another topic. All right, so at least I'm going to give him a 5 for that.
I can agree with that. I think Odin gets another 10 in this category because you're 9 at least, just because Odin has some very strong abilities. He has superhuman stamina. He's a god of, like I said earlier, he's a god of war, and he's the only Aesir to be able to use magic, which is a huge thing because, you know, as that puts you at a huge advantage over anybody else. He's a master of many magical arts, including ancient magics, which, you know, in all mythologies tend to be stronger. He also learned Seor, which is the magic of the Vanirs, the opposing race of gods. And he mastered that to the point that Mimir stated that Odin used it to perform dangerous experimentation, such as enchanting his first wife, Freya, to not be able to leave Midgard, which is Earth, or harm others. And Freya, who is also, you know, a very strong Vanir magician, couldn't break the spell. On top of that, he knows rune magic, which is always the strongest type of magic, no matter, you know, in all mythologies that, you know, deal with runes. And he's the best practitioner of that in all of Norse mythologies.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Wins this category.
And that last one, you know, teleport, shapeshift, you know.
Right.
Shoot fireballs out of his hands, whatever you name.
Yeah, no, he's crazy. So definitely wins that one. And our last one is weapons. So I said earlier, Zeus only really has lightning bolt. He also has the Blade of Olympus, which he forged from heaven and earth. He doesn't really use it that much, but he mostly just uses his lightning bolts and just chucks them at his opponents.
That's
really about it.
Odin's primary weapon is Gungnir, which is also translates to the Spear of Heaven. It's made of a metal unique to the dimension of Asgard. The origins are unknown, and The spear has no powers in itself, but it allows Odin to channel his power. He also has a small mace, but like Gungnir, it has no powers of its own. It just serves as a conduit through which he can channel his power. But he does have something called the Odin Sword, which is also known as the Oversword of Asgard. And it's a giant sword that it said, you know, it's never been used. And if it ever is to be used, it means that the end of the universe is at hand. So, you know, I'm assuming that's a super overpowered weapon that would, you know, allow him to win, or at least give him a fighting chance in any sort of battle against him, you know, no matter who it was against. But, you know, since we don't know the capabilities of it, I'm not going to count it in this. And so since his two primary weapons don't have any sort of power on their own, they just serve as a conduit, I'm only going to give him an 8, 7.5, 8. However, that still does beat Zeus, I believe.
Yes, so in our final conclusion, we've got a tie. We've got speed, Zeus wins. Agility, Zeus wins. Intelligence, Odin wins. Durability, they're tied. Abilities, Odin wins. And then weapons, Odin wins. So that's a 3-2. So obviously, Odin wins. It is close, but I would argue with that being close. Why?
Because you got Odin is the god of war. I've said it about 3 times already.
Right.
This man is. That means he is a ultra skilled hand-to-hand combat combatant. He's also skilled in the use of weapons. He's a master tactician. He's good at planning battles. On top of that, he has a better information system than Zeus. You know, he can summon flocks of ravens. Is that what it is? I'm not really sure.
I believe so.
He can summon a bunch of ravens to go gather information from him. On top of that, he can speak all the languages of all the 9 realms, and he can also, you know, translate through different dialects. And he's a master torturer, so for any reason he has to torture Zeus. This comes from him torturing Mimir for centuries to the point that Mimir said he would rather die than continue to be tortured. So you know, it's. I think Odin has it personally. I think he won.
Yeah. Zeus isn't too.
Zeus kind of a little
skilled
bit.
He's not too skilled in the fighting. I mean, he is a god, but he isn't specialized like Odin does.
He's kind of stupid.
Sure, I guess. All right, guys, that's gonna conclude our first episode. I hope y'all enjoyed. I'll give y'all a sneak peek of the next episode. It's going to be Ares versus Athena.
Two Greek guys.
Should be a very, very interesting one.
Very.
Very interesting.
Super.
Quite amazing. Super, super. Any last words?
No. Tune in next episode. You know, it's going to be a good one. I think that it will be a closer.
Yes. More closer than this one.
I think we'll be able to, you know, get into it a little bit better. You know?
Yeah, get into it.
With that being said, I'm Laith.
I'm Gabriel.
And this has been the Loud House Podcast.
Yes.